When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, you probably know the bad news. Mint has shut down. But here's the good news. There is a better alternative. Monarch Money. That's right. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. I have been using Monarch Money for over a year now, and it makes my weekly money dates so much easier and a lot less stressful. I tried all of the other personal finance apps, but they just didn't work for me. I love Monarch because I can see exactly where my money is going and track my goals all at the same time. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, your investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Monarch has a tool that also lets you easily import your data from Mint so you can keep all of your tags and categories. And unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, very intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. And one of the features I love most is Monarch has built-in features to collaborate with your partner, your family, or your financial advisor. You can invite them to your account at no extra cost. They get their own login, and you can have a joint view of your finances. Monarch is also the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up automatic rules for transactions. You can go to town with Monarch. Plus, they have ad-free privacy you can trust. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of the show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking building wealth with your bank account with Colin Walsh from Varo.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Millennial Money Podcast is brought to you by Freshly. Freshly delivers fully cooked, prepared meals straight to your door. No more coming home and wondering what's for dinner because Freshly's team of chefs and nutritionists are here to save the day. You get to skip the shopping, chopping, and cleanup. All you have to do is heat them up and boom, your meal is ready to eat in only 3 minutes. To try Freshly out, go to Freshly.com and enter code Millennial to get $20 off your first week. That's 6 meals for just $39 plus free shipping. This offer is only valid for a limited time, so go to Freshly.com and enter code Millennial for $20 off and free shipping. Consider dinner done. If you're anything like me, you're probably thinking building wealth with your bank account, you have to be talking crazy, right, Shauna? And normally I would say yes, absolutely, because, you know, when I first got out of college and I was looking for a bank account, there wasn't that many options, right? It was pretty much all the big banks, and that's what you had to choose from. And, you know, I couldn't tell you really one from the other. It just, I happened to pick a bank, I think whatever was around like the corner from where I lived. And I went, all right, that one works. So here's all my money. Take all my money, give me a debit card, and don't charge me too much every month for my bank account. And, you know, we all kind of like went on that way. And then, you know, this fintech revolution really started with technology. And there are now all of these different companies that are getting in the mobile banking space. And it's starting to get really super exciting. At least I think so, because I've been searching for a while now, really since the beginning of the year, to find an online bank that actually met all of my needs, not just some of my needs, but all of my needs, because I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't really know if I want to put all my money with the big banks. I really like the feeling of having a bank that actually works to make my life easier, that's actually working to help me meet my money goals, that's actually helping me stay on top of my budget, that, you know, actually, I guess, really cares about me, right? If I have a question or a problem, that I can actually get, you know, like a human on the phone to talk to me. Those are things that are just really important to me. Like, call me crazy. And so I've been searching for a bank, an online bank account that actually would meet all of those needs. And what I've decided to do is just talk to a bunch of different companies and really give you a feel, you know, while I'm on this search for what's out there, what are the different options that you have, and let you hear from the head people behind these companies and make up your own mind. You know, what are the features that you look for in an online bank? What is really important to you? And, you know, I think this is a decision that most of us overlook because, you know, we think, okay, it's just the big banks. It's where we have to go, where we put our money. Or maybe we think, you know, the big banks are the safest place, when in actuality, they're probably not the safest place. Or maybe we feel like they care for you, or, you know, maybe there's even a fear that you won't be able to get, you know, a car loan or a credit card or any of these different kind of fears that we have built in. So we might stay with a particular bank that's overcharging us. We may be paying fees. A lot of us are probably paying fees that you don't even know you're actually paying to your bank, you know? So you're paying them every month just to hold your wad of cash. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I could really think of other things that I could do with, you know, 10 bucks a month or 12 bucks a month or whatever it is. I don't need to be giving it to the bank just for them to hold my money. You know, I could go out and see a movie, or I could, you know, buy a coffee or an ice cream, or I don't know, whatever, right? There's so many other things that you could be doing with that money. So, you know, I'm just kind of asking the question here to a couple of these different companies. What do you got? You know, tell us what you got. Show us what you got. You know, let us see what actually works with, you know, our own needs, our financial goals, you know, the problems that we're having with our own finances, so that we can make, you know, a really educated decision. So today we're talking with Colin Walsh, who's the CEO and co-founder of a mobile bank called Varo. They're a digital banking app for millennials who are, you know, ambitious, responsible, and are hands off with their money and want a bank that's going to work for them. And there were a lot of like really interesting things in the conversation with Colin that I went, wow, like that's actually, you know, surprising me, because I haven't heard some of these features before. I haven't heard someone articulate, you know, what's happening out there in the space of mobile banking the way that Colin has. So it just made me like really excited to go and check out Varo. So Colin, we'll start from the beginning. You know, there's a real sentiment among millennials, among a lot of the listeners on this podcast, that they distrust the big banks, you know, that they saw what happened in 2008, 2009, and they don't want to go with those big banks. Why do you think this is happening? Why is this phenomenon occurring?
Sure. Well, Shana, it's a great point. And, you know, I personally consider myself a reformed banker. So I spent many years in the banking system. I worked with Wells Fargo. I worked at Lloyds Banking Group in the UK. I did two stints at American Express. And it's amazing, like, how many people have really been left behind with the big banks. You know, they've gotten so inwardly focused. They also have very misaligned incentives with their customers. And this is what ultimately led me to start Varo. And I felt the only way to do this right is to do it from scratch and not have like all this reliance on what I call like bad revenues, like overdraft fees and minimum balance fees and all these things that are really punitive to customers. And quite frankly, customers are just sick of it. And then there's sort of scandal after scandal, which, you know, just erodes trust. I mean, whether it's, you know, the latest, misaccount selling at Wells or LIBOR or whatever it is, there's just so much out there that the banks just keep shooting themselves in the foot. And, you know, there's a lot of good people that are well-intentioned, but the model is just not set up to serve the best interests of most people. And, you know, and that manifests itself in the lack of trust. And so I think there's a huge opportunity for new players who are really good actors that actually really want to make a difference in helping people, you know, improve their financial situation, just get on with their lives and not have to worry about their money. And quite frankly, that's why Varo exists. So I started the company 2 years ago, brought in an amazing team of people that both have great sort of banking financial services expertise, but also amazing consumer technology expertise out of companies like, you know, Amazon and Lyft and Facebook, and, you know, people who really understand how to use technology to create solutions that will ultimately help consumers. And that's what Varo is really all about.
Yeah, I think that's so great. Do you feel like, you know, technology had to get to a certain point before, you know, banks like Varo could kind of come into existence? Because it felt like we were dealing with all the big guys for quite some time and there just wasn't any competition.
Yeah, no, totally. And I think that I'd start with the mobile phone. You know, so mobile is ubiquitous now. I mean, 80% of Americans, I think it's something like 98% of people aged 22 to 36 have a smartphone. And so for the first time, it allows you to sort of have a banker in your pocket. You know, it sort of democratizes financial guidance and coaching and being able to provide tools that are super intuitive and easy to use. And you know, historically, you know, only people with a lot of money would have access to somebody who could kind of help them think through their financial situation and you know, their goals and their aspirations, but also maybe financial problems that they might be having. Now with technology, first and foremost, you can put it on the mobile phone. You can use data to create a lot of context for people. And so, for instance, one of the things we've built is this financial forecasting tool that basically uses machine learning algorithms to detect your incoming income and any money that's coming into your accounts, and then your upcoming bills. And if it sees anything that looks strange or like you need to know about, it lets you know. And it will say to you and alert you that, like, hey, it looks like you've got some more expenses than you have cash to cover it. Come into the app and let's talk about some solutions and some different ways you can address that. Well, I'll tell you, there's no retail bank today that is actually doing that for consumers, that are actually taking that forward-looking view as opposed to the backward-looking view. And it's technology that enables that. So not only is it what you can do with the data, how you can use machine learning and AI, how you can create visualizations, and you can make it available 24/7 on the mobile device. And so I think the technology has evolved to a point where I think it's going to be a big game changer. And, you know, I gave a talk. I was with a few other fintech execs at Money 2020, and we gave this talk on the Netflix moment in banking. And I have to say, I mean, you know, I think we're there.
Do you think, you know, not that I want to beat a dead horse here, but do you think that, you know, the big banks, are they, you know, shaking in their boots about what's happening? Or are they going, you know what, we don't even have to worry about that?
I, unfortunately, for, you know, think it's the latter, you know, yeah. Unfortunately, I say from a customer perspective, because, you know, I get asked all the time, like, what does success look like for Varo? And I said, you know, I've had a long career, done a lot of really interesting things, but, you know, for me, success is moving the needle here, you know, raising the bar where consumers start to say, you know what, banking could be really different. You know, I could have a bank that actually wants me to get ahead, that doesn't want to charge me overdraft fees, that wants to help me bridge these sort of temporary cash traps, that wants to help me save money and achieve my goals and sort of get on with my life. And once consumers' expectations start to shift, they're no longer going to put up with the stuff that the banks are making them put up with. And so when I say, like, you know, unfortunately, I don't think the banks are actually really thinking about it as deeply as they need to be. It's the consumer ultimately that you know loses out in that scenario. And so my goal is to try to raise as much awareness as possible and get the banks thinking about it and get the banks starting to act on it. And we're seeing some signs. I mean, there's an interesting change in language that I've seen over the last year where people are starting to talk more about financial health and financial outcomes. And I have to say, I think it's because of fintechs like ours that are just beating that drum and saying, you know what, we've got a real financial health problem in this country. I mean, it's just nothing makes me more upset than to know that the average American is paying almost $300 in bank fees, but 40% of people in this country can't even come up with $400 to cover an emergency expense. I mean, come on, that is a problem. And I think that until the banks wake up, I do think the fintechs are kind of stirring that pot and helping to raise awareness of these issues.
Life does not happen biweekly, so why should your payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin, it's an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. Listen, the money you get from Earnin, it could do a lot of things. Maybe you spend it on a gift for someone special in your life, or in my case, an unexpected and very expensive trip to the vet for my pup Winnie, or maybe you use the money towards your upcoming rent payment. There are lots of ways the Earnin money could go to use. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Talkin, T-A-L-K-I-N, money, under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin, money, under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Want to know the number one money question I'm asked? It's how to get started investing without being overwhelmed. So if you're asking yourself the same question, then you have to check out the Investing for Beginners podcast. The hosts, Dave and Andrew, they break down investment terms and strategies in a way you can finally understand. I love that they're making investing accessible, and they have an entire podcast dedicated to helping you invest better. Even if you're not ready to start investing, they explain the stock market and financial updates so you can really understand what is being said on the news. If you're ready to learn more about investing, I'd recommend you start with two of my favorite episodes. Listener Q&A, how do you start investing with $1,000, where they explain how you get started right away, and Back to Basics of Building Your Portfolio, where they explain how to build a portfolio from scratch. The Investing for Beginners podcast is a great way to start expanding your relationship with money. Find Investing for Beginners podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that sentiment. You know, anything that I can do to help, you know, change that is definitely part of my mission. And you talked about, you know, the fees that exist in a lot of these bigger banks. And a common question I get a lot is, you know, well, my bank account doesn't have fees, you know, and then they end up writing me back and saying, oh, wait a minute, I didn't realize I was paying fees all these months.
Exactly. And I'm just like,
well, you know, yeah, I mean, even if it's $10 a month, my argument is there are far better places you could put your $10 a month. You know, I'm sure there's other things you want to do. So it's, you know, it's really interesting.
$120 a year. And, you know, that all adds up. And so one of the features that we put into Borrow early on is aggregation, where you can link your other accounts, and then you can start to see it all, you know, and there's more visibility. And, you know, we'll have the ability to let people know, you know, if they are starting to incur these fees. And, you know, and obviously, you know, bank accounts like ours or Chime or Aspiration, there's a bunch of them out there, Simple, won't charge you those fees. So I think the first thing to do is to find a bank account that doesn't charge you those in the first place. But if you are going to get charged, you know, if you're not going to move, then at least get a, something that lets you see that you are paying them and act on that, because, you know, it's just a waste of money for people to be paying these fees to banks.
Yeah, so we talked about some of the features of Varo. So run us through, you know, some of the other features and why this would be, you know, particularly attractive to a listener.
Yeah, sure. Well, first and foremost, I mean, you know, we, and I don't know if you're aware of this, but we applied for a national bank charter. So we're the first technology company to actually apply for a full national bank charter, not a special purpose charter or an ILC charter, with the OCC, which would make us the, you know, the first national bank in this country for people who want to bank on their smartphone. So I think first and foremost, we're a mobile bank. So I think that's the, you know, for people who just want to have everything on their phone, they want to have it easily accessible, you know, and we consider ourselves a great bank, not a great big bank. And so, you know, a bank that actually has people's backs. And so I think when you think about the features, I mean, there's a core set of things that we've built. So we've got a mobile checking account. We now have an interest-bearing savings account that's paying a decent interest rate. We've got two lending products, so a line of credit that you can use to sort of bridge expenses if you have to jump on a flight and fly to New York and you're like, oh, wow, we're going to come up with $500 to cover that. You can, you know, access the credit facility to cover something like that and then pay it back when you get paid. And then we have installment loan products, which are 3 years and 5 years, and you can pay that out over time. So that's the core banking products. But I think what really differentiates Borrow is the ability to connect all your accounts so you can get a single view. And then it's some of these financial health features that we're building. So this, I talked a little bit about this forecast, which like projects your cash flow and really helps you kind of be more in control of that in a really intuitive way. So you don't have to, you don't have to really think about it. Like Borrow will let you know. And we've got a bunch of things that we're going to be releasing to customers over the next few months that are going to be pretty exciting. And I think real game changers. We're also working on, you know, providing recommendations so that if you do have a situation, whether you're sitting on too much cash in your checking account, it could be earning you more money. We'll make recommendations on what to do with that. Or if you might have a temporary kind of what we call a cash trap, we'll give you recommendations on what to do with that. So, or if you want to accelerate paying down your student loans or other debt, you know, we could provide recommendations on that as well. And so those are some of the things that I think are going to really differentiate Borrow over time. And like I said, we've got some, you know, some of the best geniuses in Silicon Valley working on some of this stuff right now. And I think over the next few months, you'll start to see more and more of this coming out in the Borrow app. But the thing that I would talk about that is really, to me, the most exciting is we put, and it's kind of hidden, it's sort of in the settings, we put this thing called Suggest a Feature. And literally thousands of our customers are going in and telling us what they want. And
wow.
We're like, oh, wow, this is pretty cool. And so they're like, they're helping us build our roadmap. And then it's like, okay, well, yeah, okay, they want remote deposit capture. So we built it. Then they said, oh, I want to put cash in. So we're building that. And we're going to actually, in a few weeks, have the ability to load cash at any of 60,000 outlets in the U.S. They asked for, you know, if I'm getting my paycheck through direct deposit, I want to see that earlier, like a couple days earlier. So we put that in place as well. So we're like one by one, we're building all the things that they're asking for. And we're kind of, I think of it like as a community, like, you know, our customers are helping to create banking the way it should be. And so this thing is actually pretty cool. And it's giving us a lot of direct customer feedback in terms of what we should be building, what are the features we should be focused on.
All right, I'm going to raise my hand and suggest a feature. So one of the biggest things that I've been looking at for a long time with, you know, mobile banking is easy deposit, I should say. So as a small business owner, you know, mm-hmm. I might have one month, I might have, you know, 10 checks. And a lot of the mobile banks make it difficult if it's not just, you know, a normal job where I'm getting, you know, one check a month or two check a month that are direct deposited to actually get that check in there. Is that something you guys are good at or working on?
Yeah, no, we built now, and I don't know if you're getting physical checks or you're getting money pushed into like a PayPal or a Square Cash.
A little bit of both.
So either way, so if it's a check, like if it's a physical check, you can now go into the app and use the remote deposit capture, which we're rolling out now to all of our customers, and just take a picture of the check and it will load into the Borrow app. There's a little bit of a hold time if it's the first time you've used the feature, but it's pretty convenient. And you just kind of take a picture of the check and then the money will get deposited into the account. The other thing you can do is use what's called a Visa push payment. So if you have money sitting in Square Cash or Venmo or PayPal, you can elect to push that money into your Varo account, and they'll charge you, I think they charge you like 25 cents or something for that. But then the money immediately shows up in your Varo account. So that's another way to make it super simple to kind of move that money into the bank account.
Interesting. Okay, I like that, because I know we have a lot of, you know, entrepreneurial listeners who have, you know, their toes in a lot of different pools. Mm. And, you know, that's a question I get a lot is like, you know, what if I have all these different checks, you know, what am I supposed to do? How do I get the money into the account? Yeah.
Yeah, completely. Well, I would say download the app and then go into suggest a feature. And if we don't have it, ask us for it and we'll work on it. So.
Yeah. You know, and security is also this big issue, especially in today's climate. You know, it feels like nobody is safe. So how does Varo look at security and keeping clients safe?
It's such a huge issue. And, you know, I tell my team all the time that, like, the biggest currency that we trade in is trust. And, you know, people have to be able to trust us. And so we think about it at multiple levels. We think about, you know, the customer data security and making sure that everything is using the absolute latest encryption standards, the data is encrypted if it's at rest or if it's in transit, that we have the ability to dynamically change encryption codes without disrupting customer flows, like all that sort of stuff. We're doing some really cool things from a technology standpoint to make sure that we've got the sort of absolute latest, most secure platform. We also look at our infrastructure and make sure that we're, you know, working with partners and using, you know, all sorts of third-party validation, you know, doing all sorts of tests to make sure that we don't get exposed. And if we do get exposed, which, you know, fortunately we haven't, and we're all completely on top of this all the time, but, you know, that we know immediately that there might be something like threat detection type stuff to be able to get in front of that. So we think about, you know, get customer data, we think about infrastructure, and we think about our people and like making sure that our people are really super sensitive to the threats that are out there and that, you know, how they use their devices, you know, how they stay current with what's going on. Because again, at the end of the day, it's a huge, it's table stakes, but it's a huge issue for everyone. And, you know, things like the Equifax breach and, you know, a few years ago at Target, I mean, all of this stuff is really top of mind as it should be. And being sort of a fully digital platform, you know, the stakes are even higher for us. And so it's something we pay an enormous amount of attention to.
Yeah. I think it's so important. And I mean, it does literally feel like, you know, oh my gosh, if, you know, Equifax and all of these different companies are having security breaches, like, you know, we all just feel a little bit like sitting ducks out there. So I love that, you know, you take that serious.
And the other thing that is interesting is because we are using such modern technology, in some ways, it's almost more secure than, you know, when I think back in my days of these big banks, you know, they have like systems that are wired together over 100 years that are using code that, like, you know, people are either dead or retired that know how to program in the languages, you know, Fortran. So, you know, it's like, you know, then I can go like, oh my God, like that is super vulnerable in terms of, you know, you've got these systems where, you know, every time they want to make a change, they've got to go through hundreds of integrations and interfaces with all these legacy platforms. And so, you know, I look at like ours is actually pretty simple and straightforward at using really sophisticated modern technology.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Colin. So if people are interested in Varo, where can they find you and what's the process to get set up?
Yeah, it's really easy. And we're in the Apple App Store. You just look for Varo Money, download the app. It'll take less than 5 minutes to set up a bank account, and you're off and running. And so, you know, and if they want to learn more, they can go to our website at varomoney.com. Right now, it is just in the Apple App Store. Next year, we'll do an Android app. But we really wanted to get it right on one platform before we built the next one.
Oh, and is there any like minimum, you know, funding amounts or anything that they have to put in the bank account to get started?
Not at all. It's completely up to the user.
Perfect. That is awesome. Well, Colin, we thank you so much for sharing all about Varo. I mean, this is definitely a subject that has piqued my interest for a while now, and I'm going to have to check out your features because you're selling me on some of this stuff here.
All right. Sounds great. Well, I'd love to get your feedback. So, and again, thanks for having me on your podcast.
A big thanks to Colin for sharing all about Varo and I think giving us some good insight as to what's happening in the online mobile banking space. I also want to thank our sponsor, Freshly. To get $20 off your first week, head on over to freshly.com and enter the code millennial at checkout. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes or your podcast player and leave us a review.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.